May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, today's gospel message, it might sound pretty familiar to you, maybe even a little bit repetitive, redundant. And that's because today we have come full circle in some ways. We began and we end our nativity story with John the Baptist. Back in Advent, before the Christmas season, we first heard John the Baptist calling for repentance and preparing a way in the wilderness. For 4 weeks then, we prayed and prepared, and the way was made. We celebrated the birth of Christ, the coming of God, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The season of Christmas just officially ended on Friday with the celebration of Epiphany and the arrival of the wise men at the home of the young Holy Family, offering gifts and adoration. And today, suddenly, that newborn Christ that we met just 2 weeks ago is all grown up. For him, years have passed. Childhood and youth and young adult years have gone by. And now he is on the brink of beginning his public mission and ministry. And that brings us back to John. When people came to John in the wilderness seeking baptism, they came because they knew they had fallen short of keeping God's commandments. They knew that their lives and actions had not measured up to the laws of the Old Testament. And so they came to John seeking forgiveness for their sins through a traditional Jewish ritual of washing in water. John called this washing of repentance baptism. In Matthew's gospel, there is absolutely no indication that John and Jesus have ever met one another before this very moment. Jesus comes to John seeking baptism just like anyone else. He comes among the crowds to the bank just like anyone else. And John, however, seems able to pick him out of the crowd, able to recognize who Jesus is. And he resists this request, perhaps because, as in our belief, John sees no need for Jesus to come seeking repentance. But Jesus insists. He insists that this baptism is part of fulfilling righteousness. It's part of fulfilling and living up to his relationship with a righteous God. It's part of following his call to free his people from their sins, as his father Joseph dreamed in a dream not so long ago. So, John consents, he gives in, and Jesus is baptized. Not because he has to be. Jesus is baptized not because he needs to be, like the other people coming to John at the Jordan. Rather, Jesus is baptized out of love, out of a sense of solidarity. Jesus is baptized to show us that his life is not separated from all those others who have come to wash in the Jordan, that his life is not separated from all those in need of forgiveness, that his life is not separated from ours. Jesus insists on being baptized by John out of love. And for the same reason, Jesus will go out from that place at the Jordan River and resist the temptations of power in the wilderness. For that same reason, Jesus will leave his family and loved ones behind to seek instead a community of ragtag misfits. For the same reason, Jesus will go on to befriend tax collectors and prostitutes and criminals and those that society has chosen to hate and use and abuse. For the same reason, Jesus will go on to minister to immigrants and foreigners and lepers and those that others call unclean. For the same reason, Jesus will go on to preach and teach and heal and touch. for the same reason. Jesus will one day go on to the cross to die. Not because he has to, but out of love. Always, always out of love. Jesus' baptism is a lasting sign and story for us of his love and faithfulness, and it is a powerful marker of the beginning of his public ministry. Now, our own baptisms are a bit different from Jesus's, right? We are, as John's fiery preaching might tell us, sinful and in need of repentance. Or perhaps in our more contemporary terms, it might be easier for us to say, we're human beings. We're imperfect. We mess up. Our own baptisms wash all that from us and root us once and for all in the grace and forgiveness of God. Something that Jesus does not need to seek in his own baptism. Yet there is still a similarity between Jesus' baptism and our own. Our baptism, too, is about Jesus' love and faithfulness. Jesus' love and faithfulness to us. In baptism, we are sealed with the cross of Christ forever, we say. That ultimate, if somewhat gruesome, sign of Jesus' love. As Jesus was faithful to God's work in his life, so is Jesus faithful to us in all our work of life. In our ups and downs, our sins and our mistakes, our joys and our loves. In baptism, we are assured that by the sealing of the Spirit, that same dove that hovered over the waters at Jesus' baptism hovers over us in every moment of life, as God surrounds and fills us throughout our living. In our baptisms, like Jesus, we receive a calling too. A holy calling, a mighty calling, a powerful calling. A calling to live as Jesus lived, out of love. Always, always out of love. We too are called to live lives of voluntary humility and human solidarity with all of our sisters and brothers. In baptism, we share Jesus' love, Jesus' presence, and Jesus' cross to bear too. We come to worship, for instance, sometimes even when you have to dig yourself out. Not because it's a mandate, not because we have to or are required to be here, but we come out of love for God and for one another. We serve our neighbors and give of ourselves, our time, our talent and treasure and all that we have and all that we are, not because we have to, but out of love. We welcome the stranger and share what we have with those in need and forgive those who've harmed us and share with others in their own pain and work for peace and justice in all the earth, as our baptismal rite says, not because we have to, but out of love. A love that is deep and strong and wide and true. A love that is bigger than us because it comes from God. Because it is a love lived out by Jesus. Because Christ went to the cross to die for the very sake of that love. In our baptism, we are freed. We are freed by love to love, freed by love for love. As Christ has loved us so freely and so totally and so utterly completely, we are now free to just receive that love, accept it, revel in it, live in it, rejoice in it, eat it up, and then by it, turn in love to others. In our baptisms, we discover that, yes, there is a cross to bear, but with the help of Christ, with the love of Christ, the yoke is easy, and the burden is light. As we recall the story of Jesus' baptism today, May you know truly and deeply the real freedom of being washed in the love of God yourself and renewed in that promise each and every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.